7-1.
Let's go. Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Football season is back. Are you looking for a place to make your online wagers? Well, head to betonline.ag and take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, welcome to this week's Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studio. Jim Beaver here. Got a fun guest this week. My good friend Jacqueline Carrizosa, a.k.a. Bro Jack. She's been a guest on the show, I don't know, it's been about a year and a half ago. This girl is amazing, former Navy rescue swimmer. Now she's a gun instructor and firearms instructor to Hollywood. I think firearms instructor for Keanu Reeves. She also races dirt bikes. I raced the Vegas Torino this past week. You guys probably know that in my Polaris Razor. Things didn't go so well. If you want all the full details, go over to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and you can get the inside info on what actually happened in my race. Not going to get into it in this show, just because we've already covered it in my other one. So make sure you head over there if you want the full story. But she also raced it. She's got one hell of a story. She's done it before as a part of an all-female team. She was training a couple years ago to do it, ride it solo, Iron Woman style. Keep in mind, this 550 miles. It's hotter than hell out there. Brutal, rugged terrain across the entire state of Nevada. She was training to do it. She was riding her road bike, like bicycle. Truck hit her, broke her back, basically almost killed her. And this was the week before the race. So fast forward, she recovers. She goes through all that. And now she is back, made it a mission to do it. She went and raced Vegas to Reno, trying to solo it, Iron Woman style, and she accomplished that feat. So amazing, amazing story there with Jackie. Definitely, stoked to have her on the show. It's just fun to catch up with her. She's just one of those people, she's just moved to Phoenix. Talk about her new job. I don't know. She's all over the place. We like a bunch of similar things. And I'm sure most of you that are listening to this know who she is. You're following on her Instagram, Facebook. I think she's got a couple hundred thousand followers on Facebook. Same thing on Instagram. I don't know about her Twitter. But anyway, is Twitter still a thing? I know it is for me. But how about you guys listening? I don't know. I love Twitter. It's probably my favorite form of social media, especially when Super Bowl or Supercross is going on. Or IndyCar, seriously, it's bam, 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 up to the second news and info, especially if you follow the right hashtags or the right accounts. Instagram and Facebook, it may take 2 days for somebody to see your post. That's what's crazy. Everything's they've got some crazy algorithm and all that other stuff, and you never know who's going to see it, when they're going to see it. Twitter, nah, they're still for real, man. It's no algorithm. It's all sequential, the newest stuff posts, and it just keeps popping up at the top. Love it. Follow hashtags, you interact with people who you don't even follow, on certain topics that they're tuned into as well. So I don't know, Twitter's my favorite. I don't even know how we got started on this, but it is what it is, man. It's always fun to catch up with Jackie, she had a hell of a story at Vegas Reno. I had a hell of a story. And it was just a fun event. I got Crandon coming up next week, Labor Day weekend. Red Bull Signature Series event, I think. I'll be doing the TV, the hosting for Crandon, the live stream. You guys can tune in on Lucas Oil TV. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's the biggest, baddest off-road race of the year as far as short course is concerned. Crown World Champions, Crown Cup winners. I mean, everybody brings their A game to this one. You get the guys from the West Coast, don't even race the Midwest Series. They come out because it's such a big a deal. It's 49th year of it, too, man. It's an iconic, iconic event. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to having Jackie on air today. Make sure and follow us on iTunes if you haven't. Subscribe to us, Project Action, as well as my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Make sure and hit that subscribe button. Follow both shows. Much appreciated for those of you that do and have. And if you haven't, please leave a rating or a review. And if you leave a review, I will follow you back on social media if you leave your Twitter, Instagram, @ username in the body of the review. My promise to you, I will make it happen. I will do it. So I think you guys will appreciate that. And it's the easiest way to get a follow from me. So make sure and use that. You know, it's at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I've also got a second Instagram account at Down and Dirty Show. We've got a Facebook group. If you go to my page, JimBeaver15, you can find that Facebook group there, and we have all kinds of interaction and talk on action sports, motorsports, all kinds of stuff. I don't know, there's close to 1,000 people in the group now. So I don't know, good stuff happening there as well. So you know, I always looking forward to having Jackie on the show. We're going to get to that interview shortly, but before we do, I got to tell you about a couple of our amazing partners. And you know, I'm an off-road racer, right? So suspension, it's all about suspension. Well, I take my suspension seriously. Ready Lifts help me out. They're the industry leader in truck and SUV suspension lift kits for drive enthusiasts who demand more capability with a great look. Ready Lift provides all type of easy-to-install lifting solutions from 2 inches up to 9 inches, complete lift kits, including rear block kits and more. Whether you're looking for better performing suspension for everyday work or you just want a better-looking truck with a smoother ride, Ready Lift has a perfect solution for you. And only listeners of Jim Beaver's Project Action will receive an exclusive offer for 15% off your entire order by going to readylift.com/Jim Beaver. With all the cheap knockoffs out there, it's important to treat your truck right. Go with a quality suspension that will last for years. Ready Lift is a trusted suspension company, and it's road tested and track tested and will not sacrifice any drivability. All Ready Lift lift kits are backed by a ReadyGuard 5-year, 60,000-mile powertrain warranty, and the Ready Lift customer service team is here to help you with their extremely knowledgeable and friendly staff, and they answer all your questions and make sure you get the perfect suspension solution for your truck or SUV. And to make it easier to get the kit you deserve, Ready Lift is partnered with a firm to offer 0% interest on purchases over $500 now through August 31st. Whether you have a Ford, Dodge, Chevy, GMC, Toyota, Nissan, Jeep, or my personal favorite, Subaru, head over to readylift.com/Jim Beaver now. Use the code Beaver15 to receive a 15% off your entire order. That's right. Our listeners get an exclusive 15% off your entire order by using the code Beaver15. Don't just lift it, Ready Lift it. And you know, everybody has a favorite pair of jeans. The pair that fits perfectly, always looks great. The pair you wear out at night, at home on the couch, at work, wherever. They're the go-to. Don't underestimate their importance. No one knows this better than Wrangler, the authority on jeans, using their expertise in comfort and durability, applying a new line of modern fits and styles. Wrangler jeans are made for the modern-day adventurers, the go-getters, the people like you and me who just move. Whether you ride a bike, a bronc, or a skateboard, you're the type who walks the earth in search of something, and these jeans are for you. Classic or modern styles, range of fits at a price that works for you. Vintage re-releases, Wrangler has something for everyone. Don't forget the iconic patch and our Stitch W. They're American icons for over 70 years. Visit Wrangler.com and check out their great selection of jeans, shirts, pants, outerwear for men and women. Wrangler denim, made for the modern world. And you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. And you know, here's a few useful car tips you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car, it'll improve your gas mileage, and you can place your key fob to your chin and increase its range. It's all weird, right? Well, here's another tip you might not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what other people paid, so they'll know they're getting a good deal before they buy. So when you're more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. And it's an exciting time in the gambling and betting world. And it's a pleasure to announce that BetOnline is the exclusive partner with Podcast One Sportsnet. These are our go-to guys, the guys we trust for all things betting. Lines, odd, wagers, inside info, you name it. BetOnline.ag. As football season is right around the corner and you're looking for a place to make your online wagers, well, head to betonline.ag and take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And yeah, man, we are going to roll right into Jacqueline Carrizosa, a.k.a. Brojack, here in just a second. But I do have to mention, you know me, I am a pro wrestling fan. You know, I've had Lillian Garcia on here on the in the past. Hurricane Nita Strauss, who played at WrestleMania this year for Shinsuke Nakamura. I've talked it. You know, I'm the one guy who unapologetically is 37, almost 38, still watches Pro Wrestling Weekly. We even got my daughter in it on it. But SummerSlam this past weekend, I got to say, Ronda Rousey, man, smash fest on Alexa Bliss. You know, I'm an MMA fan, tuned into SummerSlam because I wanted to see Ronda Rousey fight for the title. Did not disappoint. It was definitely a fun one to watch. So hit me up if you guys are wrestling fans too, man. If you watch that, whatever, you know, it got Brock Lesnar and Ronda Rousey in wrestling now, pro wrestling, you know, it's like, I don't know, all kinds of crossover with MMA now, you know, CM Punk went the other way. You know, I don't know. It's fun. Can you be a UFC fan and hate pro wrestling, or can you be a pro wrestling fan and hate UFC? I don't know. That's a question I pose to you guys listening in. Let me know what you think about that. And then I also have to, as a guest on this podcast in the past, give a shout out to Robert Wickens. Thinking about you, brother. You've been on this show in the past, you know, in our Indy 500 coverage, sat down for quite a while, had an amazing conversation with you. He was in a crash at Pocono in the IndyCar race. Very, very bad crash. Still in the hospital. He's going to have a ways to go to get fully recovered for those of you that haven't been paying attention, but you know, don't know what I'm talking about. But Wickens, we're thinking about your brother. Just had to you know, throw that out there because that's something that's been weighing on me the past week for sure. So thinking about you, buddy. And with that, we are going to roll right now into my interview with Brojack, a.k.a. Jacqueline Carrizosa. Like to welcome this week's guest to the show, my good friend Jacqueline Carrizosa. I call you Jackie, also Brojack. But how's everything going, Jackie?
Great. Doing really good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, awesome to have you again. I was trying to think back. I know I did an interview with you for the podcast. We had you at Dirtfish at one point the end of last year. So I was trying to think the last time I had you on. I can't remember. You've been on quite a few times now. But it's always fun to have you back.
Yeah, I think Dirtfish was the last time.
Yeah. We had some fun up there. I don't know. You just raced Vegas Torino. Let me ask you, was there anything you learned at Dirtfish, like, that you've been able to apply to your dirt bike at all?
I don't know, honestly. I think maybe just the whole, like, you know, what everybody says, like, sometimes if you hold more throttle, the better it is. Yeah. But the four-wheel translation is I would say it's a little different on two wheels, you know?
Yeah, definitely a little bit different. So we got a lot to talk about today, but I do want to talk about last week. You did Vegas to Reno. You finished Iron Woman style. Congratulations on that. That has to feel amazing.
Yes, it felt really amazing.
Yeah, well, that one, I know, it's been a work in progress. You've had this chip on your shoulder in regards to this for quite a while. I mean, kind of take us through this whole thing.
So 2 years ago, I set out to do it, and right before the race, literally like a few days, I was struck by a truck while I was road bicycling, and I got completely wiped out, put in the hospital for 4.5 weeks. Almost had to do a kidney transplant and suffered from multiple injuries. And, you know, I tried again last year, but, so last year was my first attempt at trying it, but I was racing on a broken foot. So I wrapped that up and had like zero training ability before the race because I was coming right off of the previous injury. And then I just injured my foot trying to rush myself back into things. And then crashed a mile 318 last year, hyperextended my wrist, went over the bars in a truck wreck. And then this year, I finished it in all 530 miles by myself in 19 hours and 34 minutes.
That's crazy. I don't know, 20 hours on a dirt bike, I mean, that's crazy, Jackie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what George said, too.
Yeah, well. That's just like, I mean, and there gets to be a point, like I know me in trucks and like in cars, like I can only go so long and then I can go farther, but I feel like I'm dropping off pace and I'm not, you know, I'm not as fast. But I feel like on a dirt bike, like you get tired and you drop off pace, but still, like if I miss a corner, it's like I blow the corner and go over some rocks. You do that on a dirt bike and your ass is, you know, laying on your back.
Yeah, definitely once the trucks come, it makes it a lot harder to keep like a solid, like fast pace. Because, I mean, you're kind of sprinting in between like truck passings and, you know, and then I'm trying to like deal with their ruts. So it just made it a little bit more difficult to stay at like a pace I would have preferred. But I just kept trucking. So that was the important part. It was my goal was to finish this year and not do anything stupid. I did have some like reality checks that put me in a check really fast. You know, that I just needed to remind myself to finish and not to, you know, not to be speed demon racer that I was trying to be the year before, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's a question. Now that you've finished Vegas Reno, you did it Iron Woman. I mean, is there like anything about it where you're like, oh man, I need to do the Baja 1000 now. I mean, are you just like, no, I've accomplished that. I'm done.
I mean, the Baja, the score series is really expensive to enter. So, I've thought about it. And then the fact that, I mean, I don't doubt that I could do it. And I know I could do it. And, I think just the coming up with the funds for it would be the most difficult part for me.
Yeah.
That's definitely on a bucket list for me. I would definitely do it.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you train your ass off. I mean, is that something like if you're going to try and do 1,000 miles, I mean, you've got to even like, I mean, you got to double, triple down on your training to do something like that, right? I mean, you got to be on point to, you got to be on point to do what you just did, but you know, start spending like 30 hours on a bike. Holy crap.
Yeah. And I definitely, I would definitely double up my training, do practice like longer rides, you know, and just practice like not getting off. And, you know, I just will sound funny, but like I'll have to break my hands in because I got these really gnarly blisters on my hands and my feet from gripping the bike for so long. And my feet actually, the blisters on my feet and my ankles hurt the most out of like all of them.
What? Here's a thought I had. I mean, do you think some of, you know, obviously, you know, you've gone through the military training, right? You know, and being a rescue swimmer, that's some intense stuff. I mean, you know, does any of that help? I mean, because there's something like that, I mean, where there's no quit, right? And you've got to train a certain way and you got to put yourself in some bad situations and know how to get out. I mean, does some of that carry over into what you're doing on a dirt bike, like at Vegas to Reno?
I would say definitely, but again, like with the military stuff, it's all personal, you know, it's mental, physical, and it's your personal, you know, mentality. Like, I would say that the military probably definitely helps with that, like with the bigger picture vision. But even in the military, you know, they'll weed out the weak minded anyway. So like they have elite people in those positions for a reason, because they want the top mentality there. They don't want people to quit or to get scared, or, you know, especially when they're in those positions of rescuing other people, being on a mission, you know, anything like that, you know, requires like, you know, kind of, you know, top mentality thinking for sure.
So I know you recently moved to Arizona from Vegas, right? I mean, tell me what's going on. We haven't caught up since this whole move. Now you're in the same state as me. I'm like, holy crap, maybe Jackie and I will actually be able to see each other more often. But what was with the move to Arizona? What's going on, Jackie?
So I'm in Phoenix now, and really the idea was to kind of expand more on myself. So I started school with the goal towards osteopathic doctorate in sports medicine. And so I'm starting all the, you know, the basic school stuff and just kind of like putting myself in position to have the education and be able to articulate myself in everything that I've experienced and actually put it to use and put it forward, you know, like So when somebody experiences something that I experienced, you know, they're not dealing with just some textbook doctor that's telling them that they can't do things, but somebody who's experienced it firsthand and can tell them, you know, like, this worked for me. You know, obviously results are going to vary, but, you know, this and this are you know, like, they are research. It's cutting edge medicine. You know, like, everything's always evolving, including, like, the off-road world. But I think a lot of our injuries are definitely new to medicine, and it's doable now. It's just cutting edge, and a lot of textbook doctors don't want to play with cutting edge medicine.
No, I agree. Well, and part of it, too, I've always felt like with doctors, like, there's this cutting-edge stuff, but sometimes it might be better and quicker. And I think in the back of their minds, I hate to say this, but sometimes it's better for things not to heal as quick or you know, because it keeps you going back to the doctor and it keeps that money coming in. I've always kind of felt like that, and I hate to say that, but I feel like, you know, and I'm not saying that's with every doctor, but I think sometimes that is a deal, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think that that's definitely a topic of controversy, you know, and obviously, like, case by case varies. And I would say for sure that some doctors are definitely, like, they want to keep their paycheck, so it is what it is, you know. And but you gotta go to the doctors that, you know, the ones that are telling you the truth and, like, giving you the personal decision of making it, and then giving you even the option to consult another doctor is important, you know, that they want you to be able to triple check them. And, you know, I think that's important that they value as a human being, and they're not just lying to you to get you on some drug or prolong your inactivity.
Well, how has it been for you going back to college? Because I'm looking at me going, man, I wouldn't want to go back to college. Like, absolutely not. Like, I've been there. I've done that. Like, how is it for you at your age going back to college? And, I mean, that's got to be definitely a change of pace for you, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I struggle with, like, trying to, like, do what they want me to do in a prolonged period when I'm like, okay, I just did that done in, like, 2 days.
See, I guess the average college student, right, they're mixing and partying and everything else, so it stretches it out. You're just like, no, we got to get this shit done.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, let's get this done, and I'm out of here. Like, let's go.
It's too funny. So how long is this process? Because you were in the military, right? I mean, you went out of high school into the military. Do you have any college? I mean, I don't know what your background is. Have you done any college, or, I mean, you start from ground zero?
Yeah, so I definitely did. I have an associate's in medical science, and then I did, like, a few technical schools. I went through some executive protection school, and then I went through some tactical medicine classes. I went through a nutritionist and personal training program, and my associate's in medical science. But I wanted to try to make it on my own first. And then without doing, like, a serious pursuing of school, and I kind of got derailed by chasing championships in moto and in the firearms world, you know. And so, you know, when I got injured, I kind of put it all back in perspective, and I really thought about what would be something that I would be into and something that would be worth pursuing for me for the rest of my life. And sports medicine just kind of, you know, it makes perfect sense for me.
Yeah, well, I think it definitely does. And like you said, you've got the experiences, whether it be the military or motorcycle racing or fitness and your injury that you had and coming back for it. I think you can apply a lot to future patients and things like that. I think you bring a lot to the table. So I think it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, and I had my share of arguments with doctors and nurses when I was injured. And I honestly thought about it, and I was like, it's crazy that I'm not the first person that this has happened to, but maybe I'm the first person to speak up about it and, you know, and argue with a doctor about what they're trying to give me or what they're trying to do to me. You know, and I just think that, you know, maybe me going through this, I can help somebody else, and they don't have to go through all the BS, you know?
Yeah, well, knowing you the way I know you, you're not going to pull any punches, even if it's with a doctor. I know you. You're just like, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
So I do have to say, and you got to be loving life for one reason in Arizona, we have some of the most conservative gun laws in the country. So somebody like you, you got to be loving the Arizona. I've always said we're kind of like the Wild West as far as guns are concerned. So somebody like you that loves firearms, I mean, you kind of got to love moving to Arizona, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, Texas. You know what's funny is Texas is, like, everyone's like, oh, Texas is a gun state, blah, blah, blah. But Arizona has Texas beat tenfold when it comes to the gun laws. Like, Arizona is way more gun-friendly. It's one of the gun-friendliest states in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny, too, and, I mean, you've been I started shooting guns when I was three. You know, and I'm talking starting with pellet guns and things like that. But I've been around guns, gone through training and everything else. But it hasn't been until, like, the last year and a half where I really started posting gun pictures on Instagram and, you know, and some of my gun collection and things like that. And I've never realized, and I do it in a classy way, and I word it right, but I've never realized, like, some of the hate and some of the flack that you get from posting that. And somebody like you, who's got even a bigger following than me, and you're out there doing instruction and stuff like that, like, some of the stuff you've got to get is just got to be insane, because I know some of the heat that I got from people who don't know me and they don't have any idea even what I'm talking about. It's just like, oh, I see Jimmy in a gun. He's bad. You know, and it's like, I'm like, wow, like, these people are crazy.
Well, yeah, I get really intense stuff. I mean, I've had people go as far as, like, making fake accounts in my name, and then they try to go and talk shit on some other account or some other pro-gun person or whatever, you know. And honestly, it's really been, like, this, like, weird, like, roller coaster of, like, you know, like, I don't want to, like, put it out there, like, as in terms of, like, you know, like, making friends with, like, people I don't know, you know, and in the social media world, but at the same time, like, I've met some of the most amazing people through social media, so, like, I just keep being myself on there and letting it kind of, you know, work its way out or whatever, but I'm definitely pro-2A, and, you know, I just think that people forget that we got our way of life due to being so strong and having, like, the American hardcore, like, you can't control us, you know, mentality, like we did when, you know, we were originally separated from England. So,
yeah.
I just think that, you know, it's one of our founding rights, and it's just something that's really important. And, you know, I think people over realize the real problem, which is mental health.
Yeah. I agree with you there, completely, you know, and and it's that way in any country. I mean, you know, if somebody's mentally not there, it doesn't have to do with guns. I mean, we've seen in England, you know, where people are taking knives and stabbing people, you know, and it's like, you can't ban everything, you know, and the people,
yeah.
If they want to do something bad, they're going to find a way, you know, and it doesn't go, like
yeah.
You said, it doesn't tie to guns. It ties to mental health.
Yeah.
So that being said, down in Phoenix, I know you were doing a lot of instructing. I know you've worked with Keanu Reeves and some actors in the past. You doing any instruction still at all?
So right now I'm kind of taking a little break until I can get everything situated. But I've been working, trying to figure out like a range I'm going to work with and set up like a solid schedule this time. Basically, I'm just gonna have a place where I'm gonna teach probably quarterly at, and then that'll be it, you know. But that way, it just kind of keeps some solidity for me while I'm taking school, and I can still like meet and shoot with people and educate and you know, like just help people get more comfortable with guns. I've helped males and females, you know, train with guns, and I'm really patient with them. The new learners, and it's just something that I like to see them growing, you know?
Yeah. Here's a question, and somebody like me, like, I've got a daughter, and she's almost 10, and she's been around guns her whole life, you know, and I've taken her out. She shot, you know, pellet guns, BB guns, you know, even 22s and things like that, but what age, I mean, somebody like this, and I don't want this to mean a loaded question because it's serious. Like, I've got no problem with her shooting, but, like, somebody like that, like a 10-year-old girl who's been around it, she's comfortable, she's not, you know, she's very smart, she's appreciative of the power of guns. I mean, somebody like that, when, you know, when, what age? So say I wanted to call Jackie and say, hey, I've got my 10-year-old daughter. I want to get her proper firearms instruction. I mean, what age would you take on somebody like that, you know?
I've worked with like 4 years old and up.
Okay.
And I would say, honestly, I would do like a personal assessment of her character. And if I thought her character was great and good to go, and she seemed individually responsible enough and she could listen to what I was telling her, even on a non-firearms level, then I would continue the training. But if I felt that she was personally not ready yet mentally to handle that responsibility, then I would just say, like, you know, we should probably wait a year or two to see how she mentally develops.
No, well, and it's just one of those, like, I've always felt with kids, like, the sooner you expose them to firearms, like, it's, I feel like some kids, when they get to be teenagers, it's like taboo. They've never seen one, never felt it, touched it, never been around them, so it's a big deal. And then you've got younger kids,
right,
like my daughter, who's been around it, you know, since the time she was 3 or 4, so she sees a gun, and it's like, it's not that big of a deal. She's uninterested because she's been around them, she knows how to fire it, like, it's not a big deal. And I feel like the sooner you can expose kids to and teach them properly, I think at a young age they respect it, and then I think further down the line they're less apt to get into trouble with one.
I would totally agree with that. You know, I think that introducing them to the safety portion of it is super important. You know, just explaining to them. Yeah, I mean, I know plenty of parents that get like Nerf guns and stuff first and teach them discipline with Nerf guns.
Yeah.
You know, like trigger discipline, you know, muzzle safety, all of that stuff. And they'll use Nerf guns, and, you know, since they're like chewing up with it, you know, and they become so accustomed to it that, you know, even somebody who's learning how to shoot at 18 years old is going to get beat by this like 6-year-old who's been, yeah, you know, accustomed to training with a Nerf gun, you know?
Yeah. I never even thought about the Nerf gun angle, but that's awesome. But so what's next for you? Obviously, you know, you've got school going on. You're back in, you're back in Phoenix. You know, school's just getting cranked up. But I mean, as far as motorcycle racing and everything else, I mean, what's up next for you, Jackie?
We'll probably do some fun, just like trail rides and some fun races, just local stuff. Keep it like entertaining, and then I think we're going to be at the first round of Endurocross this weekend, not racing, just kind of watching and cheering people on. My friend Morgan Sankey is going to be racing, so she's really good. She's coming back from an injury herself. She just broke her wrist and has been dealing with that, the rehab and everything, and she's a factory beta rider, so it's been kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even realize that my parents have a second home in Prescott. My brother lives up there. I didn't even realize the race was there this weekend until literally yesterday. I was talking to my brother about it, and I was like, man, I should get in the car and drive up there. But I know my brother's going to it, but I was like, wow, like I didn't even realize like this is in my backyard almost and it's happening, you know?
Yeah, they put cars on the track, and I was like, that's pretty sweet.
They put cars on the track? Because I saw the layout, but I haven't actually seen pictures of the track yet.
Yeah, Endurocross put basically stuff on their story about the track, and then they have this, like, it almost looks like a table, but it's like the where you would jump and then where you would land are cars, and then, like, in between is, like, a little, like, solid piece of steel, basically.
That's rad. So is that something you would ever be interested in? And I know talking with Jolene, like, she's like, when she had to train for Endurocross, she's like, it's a total, because she's like you, kind of motocross and you know, I guess, you know, desert background. But she's like, when I went to go and train for Endurocross, she's like, I had to relearn how to ride. But is that something, like, you would be interested in, like, trying Endurocross at some point, even if it's just on, like, a local level?
I think it'd be pretty fun. I definitely have to get a smaller bike, you know, because I have a 450, so I definitely would not want to race Endurocross on my 450.
Yeah.
Just because it's just a lot to move around. and I mean, just by weight size alone, I'd be putting myself dead last.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think Jolene said. She's like, it's just, she's like, you have to ride it a different way. She's like, it's totally different. But I know what the Abbotts, Destry Abbott, he's got a training facility down there in Phoenix, I think. DA, I can't think of the name. I think it's DA something or another. But I think they actually have like a full-on Endurocross training facility down there in Phoenix.
Yeah, I think they've been using Arizona Cycle Park, and they have like an Endurocross set up in the middle there. But I know some of the athletes that they work with, they have it like in their backyard and stuff, so they get pretty good stuff. And then my buddy Justin has like a track too on their like ranch property, which is pretty cool. And so there's quite a few setups, and if you could get anywhere near those to like train for Endurocross, that's like how you want to do it for sure. You know, it's like put yourself through like harder stuff, and then, you know, it's not going to make the race any easier, but it'll definitely set you up to, you know, to handle stuff.
Yeah, I know, like, a lot of them even started doing, like, trials riding and stuff. And I know, like, Taylor Roberts posted up some rad stuff and the Abbotts. But, like you said, their practice courses are so insane. But I guess, like, if you put yourself in these really tough positions, when you go to the actual course there at Endurocross, you see what's laid out, you've already seen the worst-case scenario, right?
Oh, yeah. And, like, honestly, these guys, they train so hard. Like, you know, Taylor Roberts trains his ass off, you know, and so do all the other guys. But it's like, you know, I think it takes a mentally serious rider and a physically serious rider to make it to the top podium side, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. Totally agree. So, well, it's always fun catching up, Jackie. I know you're in the car and things like that, but now that you're in Arizona, like, I'm like, shoot, you're 2 hours away from me. We got to get you down out in some razors and have some fun this fall and winter when the weather gets better, for sure.
Yeah, that'll be rad. And I think we're going to be close to you because hunting season starts up on the 1st. So I think we're actually hunting dove and quail or whatever on the 1st in Parker.
Oh, well, that's where I'm at. Yeah, and see, I would normally be out there, but I got to go to Cranon to do TV. But, Dove and Parker is awesome if you know the good spots. So I can probably off the air let you know where some are. But who are you going with down here to go dove hunting?
We're just going with some friends from SoCal. And my buddy that's, like, he's a bass fisherman. So, like, what they want to do is, like, go hunting first and then go fishing.
Oh, yeah, Parker's great for that. Hunt in the morning, and then when it gets warm, you can go and fishing and jump in the river. And sounds like you guys got it nailed.
That's going to be a great day. You guys race the Vegas Torino too, right? Like, on your car?
Yeah, I raced Vegas Torino in the Razor. And, we made it like 250 miles. And then our fans, we run these smart fans. And they ended up having an electrical issue. So, my car's still 100% perfect. We just had an electrical problem with these smart fans. And they actually have brains in these fans. And, like, I don't know, the brain decided it didn't want to work anymore, I guess. I don't know. So, above my pay grade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
that sucks.
Yeah, so it's a bummer, but the car's in good shape for the next one. So I don't know, we'll be around at it. But definitely give me a shout. I'm kind of bummed I would have gone hunting with you guys, because I'm always out there over Labor Day weekend on the 1st, but I will be in Cranon this year. So,
well, at least you're doing something cool.
Yeah,
that's a bonus.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Like, if I'm going to miss opening day of dove season for anything, it's got to be rad, right? I guess Cranon is
Cranon is
one of them. So. But, always fun catching up, Jackie. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Man, big thanks to Jackie or Jacqueline Querizosa, or a.k.a. Brojack, however you want to call her. Always a fun guest. Always fun to have on air. Hope you guys enjoyed that. You know, and if you enjoyed that, you're going to enjoy a ton of our other podcasts that are on Podcast One Sportsnet, including Everything is Football, right? Catch up on Everything is Football. Join Coach Jim Harbaugh each Tuesday with his father, Jack, and others as he talk college football on attack each day, the Harbaugh's podcast. Then get all your betting news from RJ Bell on his show, Dream Preview. Each week he covers all the college and pro matchups. We also have the Dan Patrick Show, Rich Eisen Show, Riggle's Picks with Rob Riggle and Sarah Tiana to help with all your football needs. Don't miss out on Everything Football here on Podcast One Sportsnet or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're listen to podcasts on iTunes, make sure and go over there, subscribe to Project Action and the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Make sure and leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username when you leave a rating or review. If you leave it in the body of the view, I'll see it. I will follow you back on social media. My promise to you. Check out my website, Down and Dirty Show, all things motorsports all the time. We got all kinds of content dropping there. Down and Dirty Radio Show on Tuesdays. Make sure and follow me at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media, as well as at Down and Dirty Show on Instagram. So two Instagram accounts here, at JimBeaver15 and at Down and Dirty Show. But we'll be back next week with more Project Action on Podcast One. Sounds like my friend Kurt Yeager, you know him, ex-pro BMXer. He is now Hollywood. He's an actor, right? He's got a movie just dropped in theaters. He's got a new show on TV. You've seen him on NCIS. You've seen him on Sons of Anarchy. Always a fun guest. His last interview about a year and a half, 2 years ago, did amazing numbers. So looking forward to having Kurt back on the show next week. So look forward to that. And we will see you guys next week. Be safe. As always, game on.